Hey, this is the Week in Review. This time around, we'll focus a lot on the changing roster and the lineup that the Marlins have for the final push into the playoffs. The highlights come your way from Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner. I'm Boomer Dangle. Thanks for joining us. And so now, we are...
Up, up, and away!
Just before the team boarded a plane to get to Cincinnati, the president of baseball operations, Mike Hill, delivered some mellowing news about Giancarlo Stanton.
We do have the MRI results back. It's a grade 3 strain of his groin. So we're going to rehab it. And best case scenario is a 6-week return. So obviously there's still opportunity for G to be back, you know, before the season's in. But obviously it was a significant injury. And we'll see how rehab goes.
As Giancarlo goes down, the Marlins look at their entire 1-9 and their entire 25-man roster. Miami still has a .271 batting average through 117 games. That's third best in the major leagues, second best in the National League, only to the Colorado Rockies.
It's not one player that's going to get us to the playoffs. It's a 25-man clubhouse and everybody doing their part to help this team win games. Injuries are tough, and you know, I get back to my farm director days with the young kids. Just control what you can control. You can't control injuries. What you can control is the energy you bring every day, the enthusiasm you bring every day, and how you approach the game. And that's what these guys will do.
Interestingly, in games where Giancarlo hasn't played this season, the team has a .285 batting average and settles just under 5 runs per game. Adam Conley made a start this week, but left the game after just 4 innings. He's now on the disabled list with tendonitis in his throwing hand, a result hanging around, he says, from the games in Chicago.
I hit it on the roof of the dugout in Wrigley a couple weeks ago. And it didn't really bother me too much, but it's kind of been just nagging around a little bit and getting worse as I've been throwing and everything. So, like I said, we're just going to do the best we can to keep the swelling or whatever's in there out and try and get it better as fast as we can.
Justin Bour has been on the DL for a while. What started as an ankle sprain has now progressed.
It's one of those things that with high ankle sprains, it's common for other things to sort of, you know, have muscles take a toll on them because you're just compensating doing something lighter. And, you know, it's just a common thing and just not ready to go quite yet.
It's been a while since Wei-Yin Chin's made a start. The manager, Don Mattingly, talked about the left-handed pitcher. All that said, there is some good injury news, and it comes from Brian Morris, who's now in Jupiter throwing off of a mound after he had back surgery earlier this year.
I can honestly say that today's bullpen for me, physically and mentally, was the best I've had in probably 2 years. I've only been throwing for 3 weeks since surgery, but today I told the training staff and I told Juan today the ball's coming out of my hand better than I don't remember the last time it was coming out this well.
You know this, but to recap the standings, Miami's been neck and neck with St. Louis for that second wild card spot and looking up at Los Angeles for the first wild card spot. Pittsburgh and the Mets are right behind Miami, chasing a wild card berth. But the injuries aren't just unique to the Marlins. Keep that in mind. The Cardinals are missing Matt Holliday, Matt Adams, Michael Wacha, among others, and all-star shortstop Aledmys Diaz right now. The Nationals are without first baseman Ryan Zimmerman. The Mets have a slew of players on the disabled list. Yoenis Cespedes, Asdrubal Cabrera, Juan Lagares, Matt Harvey. After his Sunday start, Tom Kohler says he's not sure anybody in the major leagues is at 100% right now. But even with a few guys down, the Marlins are just as able to compete as any other team.
I think as long as everybody just continues to do what they're capable of doing and not try to replace them. You know, we don't need guys going out there trying to hit home runs like he does. We just need to continue having productive at-bats. And, you know, from a pitching standpoint, we just got to continue putting up as many zeros as we can and, you know, just have faith that our lineup's deep enough to get it done.
While we're on Kohler, let's look at his last 5 starts. Opponents are hitting just .154 off him since July 21st. He has 4 wins and a loss. Not surprising when you look at his .136 ERA in that stretch.
I got into a little stretch where I was trying to pitch a little too fine. So just went back to kind of doing what makes me comfortable and attacking the zone. And a couple of adjustments me and Juan made, I've been working.
The 30-year-old right-handed pitcher was drafted by the Marlins in the 18th round in the 2008 amateur draft. After he pitched in September in 2012, he's made 117 starts in four seasons for Miami. Sunday afternoon, he registered a Marlins milestone.
A couple of notes on Tom Kohler, by the way, when he just struck out Tim Anderson to end the top of the fourth. It was career strikeout number 500 for TK. He is the 10th pitcher in Marlins history to record 500 strikeouts.
We also had a franchise record set this week by Derek Dietrich.
In the last inning, and have a chance to do some damage here. And for the 52nd time in his career, and the 22nd time this year, Derek Dietrich gets hit by a pitch and limps down to first base. He got hit, the ball aiming right in at his knee. It got him.
The only difference is that Dietrich got hit and set the franchise record in 600 fewer games with the Marlins than Alex Gonzalez. With Giancarlo on the DL, the Marlins lose 25 home runs and a big power bat in the middle of the lineup, but they also lose a cannon arm in right field.
Here's a hot smash into right field, base hit Narvaez. They're going to wave Frazier at third. Stanton comes up firing toward the plate. The throw's on line. JT the tag, and Frazier is out at home plate. Stanton with his second outfield assist of the homestand. That's a big out, the second out here in the seventh.
For as great as that was, Christian Yelich's throw Sunday afternoon took the cake.
Rodney holds at the belt, looks back at that lead runner. Here's the pitch. And there's a ball lined to left field. That's a base hit. It is charged by Yelich. Here comes the runner. Here comes the throw to the plate. And at the plate, a bone-crushing collision. Out at the plate for the final out of the game. Jeff Mathis held on, and Yelich threw out the runner at the plate. Marlins win 5-4.
So a losing week for the Marlins, but consider how close the margins were in these games. Against San Francisco, the three games were decided by four runs in total. Both losses handed to Miami, one-run games. Against the White Sox, again, three contests decided by a total of four runs. The Marlins lost 4-2 on Friday and 8-7 on Saturday. Look at it even further. You could make the argument that one player on both the Giants and the White Sox almost single-handedly beat the team this week.
3-2 to Crawford is hammered to right. Back goes Ichiro. He'll turn around and watch that one sail into the bullpen.
Brandon Crawford had 9 hits in 3 games against Miami, and Adam Eaton reached base 11 times in a 3-game weekend set. So the Marlins hit the road for a week, playing 4 in Cincinnati, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Pittsburgh. All these games are at night except for Sunday afternoon, and you can listen to each one with the Hall of Fame radio voice of the Marlins, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner on 940 Wins in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.